Welcome to The Positivity Effect, where paying it forward and doing something positive in someone's life can provide them with the confidence and motivation to do the same for someone else. Like a stone dropped into a lake, let's create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world. And it begins with your host, Dr. Thomas Retscher.
Hey guys, Dr. Tom here, and I am really, really excited today to introduce my guest, Kate Erickson. And guys, you can find Kate by looking up her podcast, Kate's Take. It's a podcast where Kate provides a behind-the-scenes look at how to run a seven-figure business. In Kate's world, that's helping John Lee Dumas run Entrepreneur on Fire. To check out all the inspiring ways that John and Kate are helping entrepreneurs, go to eofire.com. Kate, what's going on?
Hey, Tom, what's going on? So excited to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me on.
Absolutely. I'm so pumped. And, you know, I had the pleasure of meeting you on the podcast Paradise Cruise a couple weeks ago. Isn't that crazy? It's a couple of weeks ago now.
I know. I still feel like it was kind of yesterday. I wish it was today because I had such an amazing time. And as you know, there were so many amazing people on board. I feel so honored and grateful that we were able to spend so much time together. It was really amazing getting to know you better.
Absolutely. And you know, before we get into really a little bit about yourself, why don't you tell everybody what really was the podcast cruise and what we were looking to accomplish there?
Yeah. So myself and John Lee were business partners at EO Fire. We teamed up with two of the guys behind Podcast Movement, which is an annual podcasting conference. And we came together to create the podcast cruise, which was a 1 week cruise in the Caribbean with 50 incredible podcasters, 10 rock star speakers. I mean, industry leaders in the podcasting space, Chris Brogan, Andrew Warner, Chris Ducker, really incredible crew. And we brought these people together on board a cruise ship to talk podcasting, to really not only talk podcasting, but Dr. Tom, one of our big goals was to bring podcasting and business together so that we weren't just focusing on like how you could improve your podcast and that as like a solo entity, but really talk to people about how podcasting can impact your business. So help people kind of like marry those two worlds so that anybody who's podcasting and struggling to, you know, start monetizing and actually create a business out of it would have that piece of it.
Oh, that's beautiful. And, you know, I noticed too, just from all the energy, like I really picked up a lot of tips, but also just from being in your presence, I noticed you have such a positive vibe, you know, and you have a really great outlook on life. And that comes through when you were teaching, just when we were hanging out with you on, I'm going to say boat the ship. So for those listening that don't know you, why don't you take us through a little bit of your backstory? And I really like about how you kind of, on your website, you talk about how you had felt unfulfilled, you know, in your career, and that led you to your path of entrepreneurship. So if you could take us through that would be great.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, most of my adult life was spent in corporate America. I didn't really know that entrepreneurship was a possibility. I hadn't really learned much about what it meant to be an entrepreneur. So I was following a very typical path. I went to college, I got a degree, I graduated and stressed out because the job that I had didn't have anything to do with my degree. And so I thought that I was doing something wrong. So I literally went out of my way to try to change my career so that it matched my degree. I mean, just like all these things that we grow up learning from society, that's where I was headed. And I wasn't happy about it. I would go to work every day, like you said, Dr. Tom, unfulfilled, wondering why I wasn't doing something that I loved. Like, what happened to living life to its fullest? And, you know, I had heard from some people and met some people along the way who were doing great things, loved what they did, but I never really connected the two until I met John Lee. And when I met John, we were neighbors in San Diego and we became good friends and started hanging out. He had this business that he had created that he loved. He was doing real estate work. And well, I guess you could argue that that's a little bit corporate, a little bit entrepreneurship. I focused on him being able to create his own schedule, do work when he want, when he was motivated and inspired to do work. And he was making a really good living for himself. So, you know, I decided that I was going to quit my job and become an entrepreneur. And that was the scariest thing I've ever done before. I mean, I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know how to build a business. And I struggled a lot, you know, trying to find resources, help, trying to market myself. I was terrible at marketing myself, networking. Oh my gosh. I was the person who would go to networking events and like stand by the coat rack, super awkward. But you know, it's all part of the journey. It was all a part of me knowing and understanding that I had to start doing what I wanted to do. And a part of that was doing things that made me super uncomfortable. So, you know, luckily I've learned a ton of lessons and I find myself where I am today, but you know, that didn't come without a lot of discomfort and hard work.
And I would say, like, just listening to that, that your awareness factor was really high, and that, you know, it was a journey, it was a transformation, but I think so many of us, our awareness is low, and you could hear about anybody that shares with you, I just got stuck doing this, and then they end up doing it their whole life, and they're not happy, and they never were able to figure out how to jump out of that or make the shift mentally. So, you know, Kate, having a positive mindset, was that something that always came naturally? Was it something that you had to work through? Because, you know, your awareness level was high enough for you to know that you wanted to make this shift in life. But, you know, it takes a lot of people, it takes time for people to get through that. So I'd love for you to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. The positive mindset that I have today is definitely something that I've worked on a lot. More so over the past few years than ever in my life because of the awareness that you talk about, Dr. Tom. But I can definitely cite one specific day where I had a complete mindset shift. And that's really kind of what started the momentum for this, you know, entire new outlook really that I have on life and business and entrepreneurship, everything. That day I was working at my corporate job. It was the day that I decided I was not going to work in corporate anymore. And it was when I lost a promotion that I'd been working very, very hard for. I was told that I was going to get the promotion and then it was given to somebody else. I was totally crushed, totally heartbroken. But what it taught me, the reason that I had such a powerful mindset shift, is it's that day that I realized that nobody else was going to give me what I wanted, that I couldn't rely on other people to, you know, pay me back or owe me something for the work that I was doing. That if I wanted to create this life that where I had a positive outlook and where I went in, you know, started my days feeling positive and motivated and inspired, and finished my days feeling fulfilled, like I had really made a difference and was able to make an impact in other people's lives, that I had to go get that for myself. And so that was a very powerful moment for me. My mindset totally shifted. And that was really the beginning of my journey to, you know, literally reworking the way I looked at life and how I played such a huge role in creating that life for myself.
Yeah. And for you, like, what is the power of just having that mindset of that you're creating something every single day, and how it kind of just flows into all aspects of your life?
It's really what has created that momentum for me. I think without that, it's so easy to focus on a lack of progress. It's so easy to focus on what we don't have. And just like we tend to focus on the negative things or the negativity that people bring into our lives, like that's so easy to let that take over. And when you do let that take over, it infects everything. So to be able to do work that you love, to be able to literally know that you're creating your own life, that you're in charge of the way that you feel and how you show up every day, it's very empowering. And once you can get on board with taking ownership of that, I think, you know, definitely for me, it changed my everyday. in showing up and being positive and showing up and focusing on the progress that I am making and showing up and remembering, you know, the people who have reached out to me and said, Kate, you and John and EO Fire is literally changing my life. Instead of focusing on all the negative things, that I truly believe that's why we've made the progress in our business that we've made. And I truly believe that that's why, for me personally, I've been able to grow so much as an individual, because I now have that mindset and I now have that positive outlook where I choose not to focus on the negative. I know it's there. It's always going to be there because there are people out there who are never going to have a mindset shift like that. But for me, I'm in charge of what I focus on, and I choose to focus on the positive.
It's so powerful. And, you know, for me personally too, because you guys really have impacted my life. And, you know, what has that been like? I love to hear it from you. Like, once you became, you know, just this model in this space of helping entrepreneurs really set themselves up for success, and not just, you know, in business, but just a lot of the stuff you guys talk about, it's for personal growth also. You know, what has that experience been, you know, from the first person reaching out to you to now? I'm sure you guys are getting hundreds of emails every day. It really must be incredible.
It's difficult to put into words. Incredible is definitely one way to describe it. Hearing from people that something we've created, a platform that we provided, you know, a lot of the times it's the community that comes together that makes such a huge difference. And our community exists because of all those people. Yes, we created a platform that allowed these people to come together, but it's really inspiring to be able to help people who reach out to us and say, you know, you've changed my life with the content that you're providing. The inspiration I get from you keeps me going every day. And because of you, I know that I can live an amazing life. I mean, words can't describe how that makes me feel. It makes me feel amazing. But to be able to respond to those people and say, thank you for your kind words, I'm very honored and grateful that we've had this impact on you. But look at what you're doing as a part of it too. Like, look at what you're creating for yourself. I think a lot of people don't give themselves credit in that, yes, we're providing this information, but the individual has to be on board with that and has to create that space in their own life for it to happen. So I love paying it back to these people and helping people understand that they're playing just as big a role as we are in changing their own life.
I love that you said paying it back. For anyone listening that may feel like they were in this, have a similar story to you, as what maybe they're in a job that they're not happy with, but maybe they just need to find some meaning in that job. You know, maybe it really isn't shifting into a different space. And, you know, for you, like, how important is that word compassion and paying it forward? And for somebody listening, why they really should focus on, you know, looking outside themselves and paying it forward to anything they do in life.
Well, Dr. Tom, I love that you pointed that out. You know, just because you find yourself unhappy with what you're doing right now, or what your life might look like right now, doesn't mean that, you know, you have to just change everything. It might be looking deeper within yourself and having a different outlook on what it is that you're creating, and just shifting that a little bit to make a huge difference. So thank you for that. Compassion and serving other people has literally given us everything that we have right now, because we can't make an impact unless we're serving other people. And everything that we have, everything that we've created at EO Fire, is because we endlessly and tirelessly serve our audience. Otherwise, we wouldn't have any of it. Not the community, not the financial freedom, not the personal freedom that we have to, you know, do what we love. It's all been a result of serving other people and not, you know, thinking about ourselves first.
It's so powerful. And, you know, for me personally, just going through life has really been a journey as well. When I think back to before I was in college, and I was in a shell of myself, where it was hard for me to look outside myself. It was hard for me to be outgoing, and it really was a process. And, you know, stumbling upon a resource like what you and John provide has been, for me personally, a very powerful experience, because you guys have helped me find my voice. You know, you guys have helped me create this show, and now I'm going forward and helping pay it forward through the show. So, you know, I am entirely grateful for you guys, for what you guys do.
Thanks for that, Dr. Tom. That's amazing. I mean, see, to hear like something like that, because I can so closely relate to that, just feeling like I'm in a shell, feeling, you know, I was playing life so small before I had that mindset shift. I was literally walking through my life invisible to everyone around me, especially myself. And to know that we've helped you individually to discover that you do have a voice and you do have value to share, thank you. That's incredible. That's why we do what we do.
I love it. So, Kate, this before we wrap it up, there's a part of the show I'd love to have you guys, that you know, the guest that's on, talk about something that you're really grateful for. It could be in business, personally, but I'd love for you to really dig deep into it and just share maybe something recent, or even it could have been in the past as well.
Yeah. I mean, let me know if this is too broad and I'll definitely break it down, but I am so grateful for the relationships that I have. The people around me here in my hometown in San Diego are like, I love them so much, and I'm so grateful that I get to spend time with them. My family lives within a mile of me. I get to see my mom and my dad multiple times a week. My sister and her husband and my niece and my nephew, they live within a mile of me. I get to see them multiple times a week. John, the love of my life and my business partner. I mean, we get to wake up together every morning and do what we love. And we just have a really incredible network of other entrepreneurs who have the same outlook as us, who love life and business as much as we do. And I'm so, so grateful for those relationships and for the opportunity to spend time with those people.
Oh, I love it. Smiling right now, ear to ear. So, Kate, my last question for you, if you were suddenly at the end of your life and you were reflecting on all that you've been through, all that you've created, what kind of impact would you want to be remembered for?
Ah, that's so big. I would love to be remembered for the impact that you described earlier, Dr. Tom. I would love to be remembered for the impact of helping other people realize that they have a voice and that they are in charge of creating their own life, that we can all be happy and love what we do every single day, but we need to take ownership of that. I would love to be remembered for helping people discover that.
So powerful. Thank you. And, you know, I'm so inspired by the value that you guys are giving to this world. It's so needed and so timely. So thank you.
Thank you so much. I had a great time chatting with you and really appreciate that you're putting this information out there. For anyone who's tuning in, listening, great choice of a podcast.
Thank you very much. And Kate, you know, they're well aware that they can find everything we mentioned in today's episode by going to positivityeffect.com and just putting your name in the search bar. So thank you so much. You've been so generous with your time and your stories and your energy. And it goes to say that I think we've been empowered by your positivity.
Awesome. Thanks, Dr. Tom.
You're welcome. Be well, and we'll talk soon. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests each and every Monday. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency and compassion and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com. Sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. I would also love to hear from all of you, so please write to me, because every Sunday I'm going to share an inspiring story from one of the listeners, just like yourself. If you have a story where you exhibited compassion towards someone or you paid it forward, I'd love to hear about it. So thanks again. If you love the show, please head over to iTunes, leave a review. It means the world. Take care, and talk to you next Monday.